Well, we just got to handle our business these next six games, and we're in a good position. I think obviously you'd like to have more wins, but we're still got the lead in the division, and if we we take care of our business and do what we got to do and win these next six games or that would guarantee us a spot in the playoffs. So we know what's ahead of us. We know what we have to do. And we just got to take it one game at a time. It starts with Washington. Go get a win there and take it week by week and know what it's going to take to get into the playoffs.
How disappointing is the news about Victor?
Yeah, heard it this morning. So unfortunate, I know he's tough on him and he worked so hard to come back from the knee injury last year and was excited to be coming out and playing and was looking good in training camp and to have this a nagging calf injury. So I know it's been tough on him I think our receiver's been doing some good things and Dwayne's been playing well in the slot and we gotta worry about the guys we got here and playing at a higher level to win games. No, I didn't think that was the case. It seemed like there was a deal that'd be a few weeks and come back just a calf strain, but I guess just kept re-injuring it and feel for him more than anything, just because I know he wants to be out there playing and know it's been frustrating to have this nagging him and now getting to this point.
Made a playoff push. Some of your teammates really never have been a part of that. As you take this bye and then have the 6 weeks left, what would your message to teammates be about resilience and what it takes?
Yeah, just understand. We got to be playing our best football at the end of the season, and that's we're in a position where if we can do that, if we can start playing our best football and finding ways to win these close games. We're right where we need to be. We can be a tough team going into the playoffs. So obviously, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. We got some tough teams to play, and play games in the division and conference leaders and division leaders and other games. So we got to put it together. We got to find a way to start everybody doing their job at a higher level and. Starts with me and making sure we can make this push and win some football games.
Make you feel just going into the bye that you really don't need to rely on that? In other years you've had to rely on that.
Yeah, I think you feel better knowing exactly that we don't have to count on someone else to lose this many or this or that. So we got to we just got to worry about us. We got to worry about fixing some things, finding ways to play better during certain moments or situations of the game. I think there's a lot of good things. I think we are, been close. We move the ball, we get down there. We got to do better in the red zone. We got to find ways to get more touchdowns there. I think, look at the game, you see opportunities, you see close plays and a lot of almost, but almost is not cutting it. And we got to step it up down there.
Have you been in touch with Peyton at all? And any thoughts on what's going on there?
No, I haven't talked to him. I know he's been dealing with some injuries and stuff, but didn't heard about the game yesterday, but hadn't talked to him today. But he'll be fine. He'll bounce back and hopefully get healthy. They're 7-2 and in a good spot. I'd take 7-2. With one 4-interception game right now, so the way it goes.
His foot injury is, they say, is similar to yours. Actually, maybe worse because it's not a full tear. Can you speak on playing through that and what that might do for him?
Yeah, mine was a full tear. I don't know what a partial tear feels like. Talked to him a little bit about it. What it felt like. I know he talked to him earlier in the week last week, and it was a little sore, but I was able to, sound like he was able to practice on Friday, and saw him, some highlights or from the game. It looked like he was moving around okay, but hopefully he'll figure out a way to feel as good as he can and get a plan for getting back where, you know, he's moving around and you know, able to push off and play the way he knows he can play.
How hard was it for you to play through it?
It was painful. You know, I got fortunate the first week after we played Oakland and got up big, and so I only played the first half. I think I threw 10 passes and didn't have to play much, so I really got a little bit of rest. Was able to kind of rest it next week. But it was a few weeks before, almost 3 or 4 weeks before, the pain was away. I was able to, kind of get back to, practicing at a normal rate and kind of doing all the things that I'd like to be able to do.